Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest this week, Jeffrey Rott from Buffalo. He's launched a website to help folks find jobs without having to get the jab. Share with our listeners your own experience with the vaccine mandate and I guess how it kind of gave birth to this new endeavor that you've launched, this new website.
Sure. It's quite a story. Well, thank you. I'll start a couple months ago. My employer announced that they would be creating a vaccine mandate. At first, I didn't think anything of it. I mean, I work 100% fully remote. We've been operating just fine without a company mandate for almost 2 years now. Plus, my employer is one of the nation's largest Catholic healthcare organizations too. So surely I figured that I could count on getting a religious exemption if push came to shove.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not so fast. The employees there, like me, began to be bombarded with emails on a daily basis that, you know, not only announced the new vaccine mandate, the upcoming deadline, what would happen to us if we didn't comply. And once we witnessed how they were also using the Pope's proclamation that the unvaccinated are unloving, it just came quickly apparent to all of us, me and thousands of my fellow coworkers, that, you know, they're going to choose to put the almighty dollar over and above the almighty himself. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You know, I became personally faced with the prospect of losing my job as a national recruiting manager after 5 years there. And so as a Christian, a husband, a father of three, sole income provider for my family, I did what anyone in my position would do. I submitted my religious exemption request, turned to God in prayer, and asked for his guidance and help since, look, I had no idea. I mean, how am I going to keep a roof over my head?
Sure.
How am I going to put food on the table?
Yeah.
How am I going to pay the bills?
Yeah.
So just trusted him.
Jobs.careers. Tell us about it and what does it do?
You know, when all this came about and I decided to just do something to help other Americans in the same position as me, I looked at, okay, God put me in all these various vocations over the past almost two decades in recruiting and staffing and marketing and sales. What can I do with that? So I created a job board. The job board, as you mentioned there, is called Jobs Not Jabs. It's at jobsnotjabs.careers. And it's very simple. I mean, it's very similar to Indeed and ZipRecruiter. Most people are familiar with those names. It's a job board for any and all Americans who want to work, but a job board specifically designed to connect employers who still believe in medical freedom with professionals who still believe in medical freedom.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Rott from Buffalo, the creator of jobsnotjabs.careers. And I like what Governor Ron DeSantis recently said. He said we've gone from 15 days to stopping the spread to three jabs to keep your job. How does this ultimately end? Because it's got to end.
What I see happening is more and more people waking up as it affects them personally on an individual level, a day-to-day basis, understanding the real dangers here. It's not that we're all anti-vax in general. It's we're anti-mandate.
Yeah.
I think as more people speak up and speak out, you're going to see more and more companies maybe backtrack.
Your response, Jeff, because I know there's a lot of folks out there who are saying that what you're doing is endangering public health. What's your response?
Yeah. No, I'm really glad you asked this question because this is one that's near and dear to my heart. And I obviously take it very seriously as a Christian. I've heard from family members even and friends alike that say, people like me are dangerous. We're unloving. We're causing babies to get sick and die. I've even had my position on medical freedom used against me to claim that that's why I should now change my position on abortion.
Mm.
You know, it's things like this. And again, I just reiterate, it's not that we're anti-vax. Most of my family and friends are vaccinated.
Yeah.
I'm just anti-mandate. And that's a big difference.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter who's right about the efficacy and safety of COVID vaccines. It's about whose right it is to tell another person that they must inject something into their body against their will or else. And that's where we got to draw the line.
And finally, Jeff, it's been great having you on the show. Just kind of walk us through the steps again. If someone's out there and they want a job without getting the jab, they can see you and they can get help. How would they do that?
So again, you want to go to jobsnotjabs.careers. If you're an employer, you can then create a free company profile and get a free job posting for 30 days. If you're a professional, you can create a free candidate profile or even upload your resume and then start searching and applying to jobs that interest you right away. We have jobs from here in New York, across the country, all the way to Alaska right now, across multiple industries. Get yourself off and running.
That's Jeffrey Rott from Buffalo, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.